720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio on the 4th of July. And even from up here, we can see a little bit cloudy, right? But you can see the barbecue bat signal is out. This is one of those red letter days, not only to recognize our men and women in uniform, celebrate Independence Day, light off some fireworks, get ready for the NASCAR race. And how do you do all of that with amazing foods and no better person to talk to than Chicago's very own? He is a barbecue Hall of Famer and star of the soon to be upcoming Barbecue Brawl on the Food Network, the one and only Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. Ray, welcome to 4th of July in Chicago.
Hey, Dane, man, I wish I was there with you. I bet the weather's a little nicer than here, and always a great day in Chicago.
Man, we can't always say that. I have to take a moment and recognize and absorb that. Oftentimes, we'll talk in the winter or tailgating, and you'll share stories of how you used to suffer in the parking lot of Soldier Field at below zero. And oftentimes, we wish we were where you are, which is, you know, in Florida and St. Pete and all that. But now today, if it's hot, I hope it's super, you know, humid there, Ray.
Yeah, it definitely is. The windows are steamed. I will run outside, grill the burgers, and come back inside and eat them in the air conditioning. It's kind of like winter in Chicago.
You know what? It really is. I was talking with the kids, and it's kind of like just a converse situation, right? You know, in some places, and where you are is a beautiful place, I gotta say, too, and the great beaches and the breezes. It's not as bad as maybe inland, where you might find it. Maybe Orlando, it gets pretty hot, where it's almost just like winter, except it's summer, right? You can't be outside in the heat of the summer. You have to kind of come inside just like you would winter here. So maybe it's, yeah, it depends, right? At least you're not getting, you know, stuck or freezing to death, right? You know,
you're totally right, though, because I can tell you August 2nd, I'm leaving for Northern Michigan. Kind of like you guys head down here in the winter, we go up there in the summer and cool off for a month. So, yeah, totally that.
Yeah, we're leading parallel lives. Well, one thing we have in common is a love for barbecue and appreciation for it. So many fans that you have here, even though you're in Florida, you embrace your Chicago roots. And whether we're talking tailgates for the Bears, the resurgent Bears, I know people are super excited, Ray. Of course, you know, you would always say, you know, that the Cubs, like you would say to me, you'd be like, Dane, they're going to break your heart. And certainly they do. They do on a regular basis. And the Bears have done that for many, many years. But I feel like something's different this year.
It's only been 39 years, Dane, since we won the Super Bowl. You know, that's a reasonable amount of time. I was talking to a Dolphins fan the other day, and he said they've been since 1973. So we're better than that. However, from down here, it looks really good this year. I'm pretty excited myself.
Well, all those things are reasons to celebrate, certainly 4th of July, to get out there and do some barbecue. So what would you recommend, Ray, for people? This is early enough, right? People, they have some of the supplies. They're going to be doing some things, but they have an opportunity. And here's the thing, too. You have 4th of July, but the way that it falls, you really have like this whole weekend to kind of celebrate and barbecue and grill.
I was flashing back to my days as a normal job working man and thinking, wow, this would be a great weekend. Because I'm pretty sure none of them did anything after about noon yesterday either. And they're not going to do much Monday morning. So it's a really long weekend. I can tell you what I'm cooking today. I've got the neighbors all coming over. They're like family to us. I got about 10 people. I'm cooking burgers. I just think 4th of July, we're going to have burgers. We're going to have watermelon. We're going to have sweet corn, potato chips. And the one guest said she wasn't coming if she couldn't bring a salad. And I said, I don't care if you bring a salad. It doesn't matter to me. And I did get some red, white, and blue cupcakes this morning, but it's old school, traditional. Plus, I'm going to make it easy on myself so I can enjoy the day, too.
So when it comes to burgers, what are things people can do? We all remember our childhood, you know, the uncle on the grill or whatever, and just these hockey pucks, just super hard. We were happy to be eating anything outside. But, you know, nowadays, with all that information, of course, people like you guiding us, what's the best way to have a really great burger?
Well, I mean, I always start these answers with take it serious. Don't goof around. You invited these people over and offered to cook for them. Make it a memorable meal. Make something great. So I bought yesterday. I was at the store, and the ground beef looked a little fatty, the 80-20. So I bought some 90-10, and I'm going to mix the two together because I want it to be exactly how I want it. And then I'm going to weigh out the burger so that they're all exactly the same size. And then I'm going to make them into nice little patties. I'm going to do that here in a little while. Throw them in the freezer for a little while so they get not just firm. I don't want them frozen. And then I also bought buns. I bought some buns with seeds, some without. I've got a couple different kinds of cheese. So it's not that simple as just a burger. And now you got to cook them right. So I just actually loaded a bunch of charcoal in my Weber. I have one of those fancy Weber charcoal summits. Man, that thing's nice. And wow. I just loaded half of it with charcoal, and I'll light that later on. And that way I got a safety zone. My burgers are on fire. I can move them over there. Here's a big tip. If your burgers are on fire, take them off. Don't leave them on there. And then, you know, calm everything down and then put them back on if you need to. And then ultimately use your thermometer, an instant read thermometer. I just got to visit the good folks out at Thermal Works in Utah that make the wow. ThermoPen, the one we all use, the Alton Brown one, the America's Test Kitchen one, and get one of those. And or a cheaper one if that's your thing, but make sure your burgers are 155. They got to be 155 to be safe, but you really don't want them any more than that. It'll be a pink, juicy burger. And so it sounds simple, but there's a lot to making a great burger.
Oftentimes, you will do interviews, and that is a thing that is pretty consistent and universal. People say, get yourself a good thermometer. I got to tell you, Ray, I've got a few of them. There is nobody making them better than Thermal Works and the ThermoPen and all that. And for the listeners that are maybe uninitiated to this, it's one thing to just kind of look and guess, and you can be as good as possible. Maybe burgers, it's not super critical. But for other things, whether it's like chicken, you're going to want to know what the temperature is. Those things are amazing, and I want to say they're indestructible. I mean, I haven't tried to run it over, but they last. I've never replaced a battery in one, and it's just immediate results as far as knowing what you're doing.
It really is, and it's so important because that way you can check all the burgers in a quick amount of time. If you got one of them old ones where you got to wait for it to catch up, that's okay. The problem is none of us ever leave it in there long enough for it to get all the way up to temp, so you don't even really know what temp you got. So buy a nice one, and you'll have it for years. Nobody has ever bought one of them things and regretted it. I can tell you that. And they often have sales, like the weird colors or something. I had the pleasure of being out there last week, and it's a nice family. And they bring a bunch of us out there just to say thanks, because I've been writing about them since I wrote my first cookbook 20-some years ago. And Alton Brown was there with us. Same thing. He's been a fan since day one. And they said that America's Test Kitchen, which evolved into, like, I forget what they call it now, but Milk Street or something. But anyway, those guys, when they first put it on TV, like in the late 90s, they said that's when it blew up. And I've even been to the factory in England where they're actually made. Just coincidence, I knew a guy over there, and I happened to be in the neighborhood. But anyway, we're getting off track here, but get a thermometer. But you say, you know, you said burgers, it was not that critical. It really is, because ground beef under 155 is technically pretty dangerous. Most of it is safe, and, you know, we don't have trouble with it often, but you really need to cook your burgers to 155 or you run the risk of getting sick. So, and that's okay. That's a nice pink burger.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of great things. And of course, we mentioned that as well. And before we go to the break, and this is, I think, important for those people listening that, you know, they want to make some things, but they don't necessarily know how to start the fire. So they're completely submerging, you know, the charcoal and lighter fluid and all that. Ray, before, is there like a 30-second way where you could say, this is the way to start a charcoal fire?
If you're using lump charcoal, it's easy. Just put one of them little wax starters in there. If you're using briquettes like I am today, I also just loaded up my charcoal chimney. Use that thing, put some newspaper under it or a fire starter, and in 15 minutes, you got hot charcoal.
Yep, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. So when we come back from this break, you hear Ray here on WGN on a regular basis. You see him on all the big shows on Food Network. You're going to see him on Barbecue Brawl, one of the new top shows related to that that's coming up. And we're going to talk with him about that, his starring role, and what people can expect and how to tune in when we come back. It's Dr. Barbecue here with us. We're going to take a quick break at 7:20 WGN. It is the 4th of July, and when it comes to being outside grilling and barbecuing, no better person to have than the Hall of Famer himself, Chicago's very own Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. Ray, welcome back.
Dane, great to hear you. I was just thinking about, you're right by where my barbecue career started. I always drive by if I'm in the city.
You can see it. You know, now you're going to have, you know, NASCAR, all of the stars of NASCAR driving around.
I saw it last year. Yeah, I kept telling people, see that ball field right there? That's where my barbecue career started.
That is where it all started. It has been a career that has led to a lot of accolades, a million, you know, great meals and certainly memories and a lot of pretty awesome television. And you're going to be doing it again with Barbecue Brawl. So tell people about this and what they should expect coming up.
Yeah, pretty exciting for me. I haven't done one of these in a while. I've been lucky to do a lot of fun stuff on the Food Network, and they've been real good to me. But, you know, my time has kind of passed in that world. And so I was talking to one of the folks from the show, and because they'll call me and say, anybody new, you know anybody that we're missing, you know, who's the new hot shot and everything? And I always, of course, say, well, what about me? And they say, well, we know who you are, you know. And they like made reference to me cooking, or I made reference to cooking, and they called me right back and said, are you serious? You would cook? Because I'd done this so many times, they would think of me more as a judge or one of the captains or something. I said, heck yes, I would cook. I got nothing to lose. What the heck? I would do that in a second. So they said, okay, well, let's think about that. And they came back and said, yeah, you're in. You're going to be able to cook this year. It's so exciting for me because I haven't done one of these in a while. I've done Chopped over the years a couple times and, you know, pretty well that stuff with Guy over the years. But it's been a while, and it's fun to get back at it, man. It's really cool.
It's one of those things, and of course, you mentioned it. I would think, too, that you'd be like, well, you should be a judge. And so they were probably excited that you would even be interested in cooking, you know, been a judge, you know, on Chopped and all of those other different shows. But so I'm thinking I got sort of like a Rocky feeling going on. So were you, because you're gonna compete against some of these other people, and obviously on the resume wise nobody's gonna stand up to you that's gonna be there, but you want to be able to kind of represent, right? You know, the pressure's gonna be on.
Well, yeah, it's definitely, there's me and then those other 11 people, and I don't mean anything wrong by them. They all, so every one of them, they're all, you know, they're clearly all younger, and most of them are really kind of getting started on their journey. So this is their big break, their big opportunity to get on the Food Network. And I'm like, well, I've done this before, but I'm going to do it because it's fun and I'm coming here to win. And you know, I hate to admit this, but this might be my last one that I get to do. And so I had a whole different point of view of it. It was interesting, though. You know, I got to be honest, I wasn't sure they knew who I was. All the other young hotshot competitors. I truly didn't think that, you know, it's a different world, man. It's moved so fast because I wasn't familiar with most of them, and they're all big players these days. I just am not that into it anymore. So, but most of them did know who I was and treated me well, and it was exciting to hang out with all these. I mean, they're just so energetic and doing new things. It's cool to see barbecue, you know, while I feel very, I feel like me and my people built a strong base to make barbecue what it is today. These people are now taking it to the next level and doing different things and cool things. And I just think it's great. And it was fun to be in the middle of it.
Certainly on the founding father side, and certainly in Chicago, you would be up on the barbecue Mount Rushmore. I don't know if you'd be like brisket with like a branding stamp on it, right? With your picture on it. So Ray, before we let you go, give information. I know that you've got, not only we're going to have, of course, links up at WGN Radio about tune in times and ways to see you on Barbecue Brawl, but like products and things like that. And I know you got the new deck of recipes. Like, where can people go to get information?
Yeah, drbbq.com, just drbbq.com. I'm actually going to work on it this weekend, make sure it's up to speed for the launch of the show. But yeah, I got my new rubs that are doing pretty good, and I got that new deck. Chronicle Books made one of my old books into this really cool deck of 20 recipes. Really a fun thing to have as well. And yeah, you know, just when I think I'm going to try to retire, all of a sudden I'm busier than I've been in a long time. And I'm not mad about it.
Well, this is the big day. You got to get out there and get in the game. It is the 4th of July inspiration for all of our listeners. And Ray, have a great day. Thanks so much for everything. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Always fun day. And I hope you get to cook something today too.
I hope so. Yeah, you've inspired me. Thanks, Ray.